system for praise and meditation. And we'll turn the meeting over now to Brother Wade Austin.
Thank you, Brother Bleachers. Let's begin by singing together hymn number 274. Brother Mark will come forward again and direct us. Hymn number 274. Thank you. Good evening. Lois and I and the boys are happy to be with you again this year. And we trust that the music that has been prepared for you this evening will be a blessing unto you. I've had the privilege of doing this on various years. And each year I don't quite know what I'm going to say. Ahead of time, the flavor of the convention kind of directs my thoughts. And this convention, as you know, we've been directed frequently to the Word of God, where we should be directed. And we've gotten many messages concerning the ransom, restitution. This evening, the church's share in the sin offering. And we've all been blessed by that Word of God, as we have each meditated upon these messages. It is the desire of each of our hearts to search for a Thus Saith the Lord on the way to our goal to be faithful unto death. And searching for a Thus Saith the Lord is one of the ways in which we fellowship. And as we listened to the talks, I thought, while we may not be able to fellowship on love alone, as was brought to our attention, because of differences in teachings, one thing is for sure, that we will not make our calling and election sure without love. And we have a thus saith the Lord for that. Because the Apostle Paul said that though I speak with the tongues of angels and that I have all knowledge so that I could understand all mysteries, though I would have faith that I could remove mountains, if I do not have love, I am become as sounding brass or as a tinkling cymbal. And so, as we fellowship together in conventions of this nature and show our love one for another, it is with the thought that we would exhort and edify and build each other up in this our most holy faith. And one of the ways that we fellowship and exhort and edify is through discussions of the Word of God. Other times it's emotional and loving, as it is in our testimony meetings and in our fellowship. And another way is through our music. And that is a combination of emotion and Word of God. And so it is this evening that we pour out our emotions to you and think upon the Word of God so that we might all draw nigh unto Him. Today, some of you are aware that there's a movement called Hands Across America. I'm not sure how successful they were today, but here we had many good people that were endeavoring to fellowship and to do something worthwhile in this world. And they were reaching out to solve their problems this afternoon. They were reaching out to touch someone, as it were, to use that phrase. And the scriptures exhort us likewise to reach out and to touch others with the Word of God. And they do it, they teach us that we should do this to draw them in so that they might understand the blessed hope that God has given to us. And the first song that we have this evening is entitled Reach Out and Touch Someone. Sister Jackie.
Reach out. cuts through you.
Thank you, Sister Jackie. Certainly, if anyone has something to reach out and to give, it's us. Again, during the convention, we've learned much about ransom, sin offering. And again, there's no teaching valuable except that it builds us up so that we might be more faithful in our covenant of sacrifice. And so it is with the teaching of the ransom and the sin offering. In 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, and verses 55 through 57, we read, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, in a moment, we're going to hear two songs from a chorus. One of those songs is called Victory in Jesus. Because of this hope of victory in Jesus, we have covenanted to sacrifice, to be dead with him, and we cling to the promise, Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. We cling to this promise. We look forward to the declaration, Well done. And so the second song of the chorus shares the sentiments that our Lord will understand the efforts that we've put forth and will say, Well done. So if the chorus will come forward, we will share these two songs with you.
Savior came from glory. the Savior is come. Be not dismayed when men don't believe you. He understands. He'll say, well done.
In closing, we have one more number for you. We hope that this Vesper service has been refreshing at this end of the day. And we've prepared a song that has no title right now. We have used an arrangement of an old folk song that I've liked for some time, but it didn't have spiritual words. And so I asked Sister Edith if she would write some words for this, and she did. And I think that you will enjoy them. The first line is, sweet Jesus is like a refreshing stream. We've come to this place to be refreshed and to refresh. And so let us draw closer together with renewed consecration to follow him. So now a trio. Sweet Jesus is like a refreshing stream. Songs in the Night for May 25th. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Here we have an exhortation applicable to the people of God at all times and under all conditions and under all circumstances. It would have applied to Samson in his day as a natural man, a servant, and it applies to us today who are new creatures in Christ. Servant, sons of the Most High. If we look back to Samson and all the ancient worthies recounted by the apostle, we note that the secret of their strength of character
by which they endured and overcame, resided in their faith in God and in the promises. And so it must be with us. But there is a difference between faith and credulity. The latter may give a spirit of energy, but it will not endure. The former is the power of God which enables us to endure all things as good soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Soldiers of the truth, soldiers of righteousness, fighting against sin and error and against all ungodliness, including the artful wiles of the adversary, by which he would deceive us and the whole world, misrepresenting the divine character by the doctrines of devils, foisted upon the Lord's people during the dark ages, to the blinding of the eyes of their understanding. Now in the Lord's providence, our eyes are becoming more and more opened in harmony with the apostles' prayer. I pray God for you that you may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth all knowledge.
Wasn't that sweet? Sure, it's a very nice way to end the day, in giving praise and thanks in melody to the Lord. And how we look forward to the day when we can do this continuously, when we are found to be faithful and to be with Him. So we want to thank Brother Wade for the work that you've put into this to prepare this service, to Sister Edith at the piano, and the sweet singers of Asilomar. Give them a new name. Let us close now, brethren, and remember that we begin tomorrow morning bright and early. I believe it's 9:15, is that correct? Friday? No. Monday. Breakfast is at 7:30, and the opening service will be at 9:15, and our first discourse at 9:30 with Brother Sam Christick. And Brother Mark will be your chairman. Let us close of hymn number 158. Let us rise, and at the conclusion we'll ask Brother Wade to close of prayer. Hymn number 158.
Once again, our dearly beloved Heavenly Father, most holy is thy precious name. We thank thee that we are able to call thee our Father and to fellowship together in the bonds of Christian love as brothers and sisters in Christ. It's our earnest desire to be faithful unto thee in every thought and word and deed. And we seek thy forgiveness in every thought and word and deed that we have erred in. Be with us, guide us, direct us. May the words of this convention, from this platform, in our fellowship together, and in song,
inspire us to renew our vows of consecration and to serve thee more acceptably. It's our earnest prayer that thy kingdom might soon come and thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. We wait before thee now, seeking a blessing upon us this evening as we are rested for the blessings tomorrow. For we ask all things in Jesus' precious and worthy name. Amen.